Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The Syrian president tells Islamic leaders that his country will take the Golan Heights away from Israel by military force. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Speaking at the Organization of Islamic Conference in Istanbul, Turkey, the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, told the attendees that Syria will take the Golan Heights away from Israel by force, and he said that this is a national duty for his country. It's a legitimate and moral obligation to do so. Assad also slammed Israel for the situation at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, saying that for 40 years since the Israelis tried to set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, there have been reoccurring attempts to destroy the mosque and to Judaize Jerusalem by expelling Palestinians from their homes. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The threat by Syrian President Bashar Assad that his country will take the Golan Heights from Israel by military force is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. During the Six-Day War in 1967, when Israel was under attack on three sides, Egypt in the south, Jordan in the east, and Syria from the north, the Israeli military forced Syria out of the Golan Heights and set up a buffer zone between Israel and Syria in this high plateau. This was part of a strategy that helped bring somewhat of a peace in the region, if not on paper, at least in the conflict on the ground. In 1973, Syria once again tried to occupy the Golan Heights, but Israel stopped that military action, and it remained status quo. Since that time, Syria has made numerous threats of war on the Golan, but now the latest threat is the most serious, especially in light of the fact that Syria now has military personnel on Mount Hermon at the head of the Golan Heights, ready for action. It is interesting to note that God gave the Golan Heights to the half-tribe of Manasseh 3,500 years ago when the children of Israel entered the Promised Land. That's Joshua chapter 20, verse 8, and chapter 21, verse 27. Bible prophecy says that Syria, king of the north, in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 42, that Syria will make the first move by the alignment of nations to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel during the tribulation period. This threat by Syrian President Bashar Assad is indeed a page out of Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...